I'll tell you again, religious people killed Jesus Christ. And if Jesus was in the Long Island today, the religious people would kill him. Things don't change. People don't change. God brought them out of Egypt, but he couldn't get Egypt out of them. He brought them out with miracle after miracle after miracle, but he couldn't get Egypt out of them. Brought them up to the River Jordan, and they couldn't cross it. You know why they couldn't cross it? Because Jordan represents death. You got to die to yourself in order for God to bleed, to bless you. A seed has to die in the ground. I'll tell you again, a seed has to die in the ground. Except a grain of wheat falls into the ground and die, it abides alone. That's why a lot of folks abide alone, because the seed hasn't died. If you know anything about farming, you know seed has to die. I'm just talking tonight. That's all common sense. That's all common sense. What happens in nature is the same thing God will do for you in the spirit. So what does it say in Psalms? I'm going to show you something here. Read that in Psalms again. Psalms 18:28.
For thou wilt light my candle, and the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
I like that. The word of God lights your candle. Amen. Amen. So tonight, your lifestyle is going to change. There's another verse there that the Lord just came to me in the 18th, that the Lord will enlarge your steps. It's a couple of verses down, Kevin, from where you just read in Psalms 18.
36th verse.
All right, what does it say in the 36th verse?
Thou hast enlarged my steps.
In other words, you're not going to backslide. Amen. You're going to start taking giant steps. Instead of baby steps. You see, you've got to get on the meat. See, babies, they have to get off the milk and they have to get on the meat. You see, when babies start trying to walk, they fall and that. But it says here that God will enlarge you. Amen. And God will enlarge your steps. Instead of baby steps, you're going to start taking giant steps. It says you shall tread on serpents. You shall tread, on scorpions. And you will tread over all the power of the enemy, but taking baby steps is not going to work. Amen. So the Lord will do what, Kevin? He's going to do what?
Thou hast enlarged my steps.
He's enlarged my steps. Amen. We had a brother here that had a dream of a serpent going around and entering people here in the church, the devil. But he said, when that serpent came up to you, it said the serpent couldn't do anything to you because he said your shoulders were too big. God gives you big shoulders, folks. Can you say amen? Amen? When the Lord went after that one sheep that was lost, he came back and he said he was carrying the sheep on the shoulders, and shoulder represents government in the word of God. The government shall be upon his shoulder. That's the body of Christ. So if you can't rule your life, how do you expect to enter into the kingdom of God? You first have to learn to how to rule in your life. Amen. The government is upon his shoulder. So Psalms 18, Kevin, you read it. I want to hear that one more time because I have another one. Also the 28th verse. Let's see what that says. Psalms 18:28. I'm just on the diving board. I'm going to get in the message in just a minute here. All right, read it for me.
28th verse was, thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness.
Okay, but there's something else that goes along with that. It says in the 29th verse, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I've leaped over a wall. By my God I've run through a troop. In other words, the enemy can't stop you.
Amen. Amen.
And if they try to put any barriers, it says you're going to go over the barriers. Amen. All right? By thee, I've run through a troop. The enemy is not going to stop you. All right? Amen. What happened when the children of Israel started shouting? The walls of Jericho came down, didn't they? Just a simple act of praise. What happened with Paul and Silas when they were praising the Lord in shackles? The Lord says the enemy is not going to stop you. A troop will not stop you. Shackles will not stop you. And they started praising the Lord. The shackles dropped off and prison doors opened. Then it also says, this is interesting, in Psalms the 17th chapter, David says in the 8th verse, keep me as the apple of your eye. Know what that means? God, I want to be the center of your attention. Amen. Your eye is your pupil. Keep me as the center. Keep me as the apple. All right, of thine eye. I want all of your attention. I don't know about you, but Bartimaeus, when he called out to Jesus, he got all of his attention. Can you say amen? Amen. I said, when he called out to Jesus, he got all of his attentions, but he had a call. He didn't wish and hope for something to happen. And when Jesus stood still and called Bartimaeus to come, he didn't have a seeing eye dog to bring him to Jesus. I could see him stumbling and falling, but he was going to the voice. Amen. That's why it says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Willing is what? Enthusiastic. And obedient means what? To go to his voice. Obedient. Then you will eat the good of the land. So it says, David says, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings. So say, Lord,
Lord,
I need your attention tonight.
I need your attention.
I want to be the center. I want to be the center of your attention. Keep me as the apple of thy eye. I want all of your attention. That's what Bartimaeus got. They told him to shut up. But he cried out the louder because he wanted God's attention. Amen. That's how you get it. When you're persistent, and you keep on keeping on. Then it says, as for me, I don't know about others, but as for me. Amen. All right? I will behold thy face in righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. In other words, I'm going to keep on praising your Lord. And he says, I awake in your likeness. That means when we get our new body. He says, I'm hanging on because I'm getting a new body. Amen. I said, God's going to change your lifestyle. He said, as for me, I don't care what others do, but as for me, I'm going to behold his face. Can you say amen? In righteousness, and I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. I don't know how that reads in the Amplified of the Living, Kevin. But let's see what it says in the 15th verse of Psalm 17.
Psalm 17:15 in the Living Bible says, but as for me, my contentment is not in wealth, but in seeing you and knowing that all is well between us. And when I awake in heaven...
Oh! Oh, read that one more time. Listen to this.
But
he says, I'm not satisfied till I awake in your likeness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I'm not satisfied, but I'm tired of dragging this flesh around. Are you tired of dragging your flesh around?
Yes.
Come on. Are you tired of dragging your flesh around?
Amen.
He said, I'm tired of dragging my flesh.